Do prayers, blessings and curses work? From Kishore Chandiramani. I once asked an elderly relative of mine jokingly if the curses worked, to which she replied, "Yes, if you believe in prayers and blessings, you must believe in curses and spells. They both work on the same principle. If there is a provision for sending positive energy, the same provision can be used to send the negative as well. The rules must be the same." In response to the above, my next question was, what if the curse was made due to a misunderstanding? She said, "It will still work. It's like someone is picking up burning coal fire and throwing at someone else. It will burn the other person, perhaps both. Even if the fire was thrown due to a misunderstanding, the coal fire doesn't understand if the damage being caused is justified or not." She further said that the person making the curse also damages themselves, as they must generate a lot of negative energy which will deplete their positive energies. I have further reflected on it, and it doesn't seem to be entirely true, as a lot of the heads of state make decisions that impact on the lives of millions of people, and they must be receiving quite a lot of curses, many of them undeservedly. If the above was true, they should remain in agony all the time, but they don't seem to. There may be occasions when the person sending the negative energy is not harmed a great deal, as it gets neutralized quickly, and the person who is receiving is also not harmed a great deal, as they have a protective gear of the positive energies that keep the negative energies at bay. It may be that the psyche of an unreasonable, manipulative and cunning person is not strong enough to send a powerful curse, whereas the curse of an innocent and good-hearted person has the force that can penetrate through even thick barriers. It's true that only a weak person who doesn't understand the laws of karma and has no faith in them puts out a curse. A person in a powerful position and who believes in the ultimate fairness of human life will rely on their actions rather than divine interventions or magical thinking to see justice being done in each situation. A curse is like begging intervention from a higher power to work for them and do justice by punishing the wrongdoer because they themselves feel helpless. Casting spells is like cursing, but instead of just wishing ill to someone, the person goes through a ritual. Whether it works or not depends upon the person who is casting it and the intensity of their intentions rather than the actual ritual they go through. What is shrap? It's a Hindi language word. It's like putting out a curse but carried out by a person who is in powerful position to punish the wrongdoer who may be in a weaker position. It's like someone who has a spiritual whip and is deciding to crack it at someone to set them right. The person who puts out a shrap is also doing something wrong, as he is interfering with the laws of this universe. It's like taking the law in one's hands. There are several examples in Indian scriptures where saints with special powers give shrap to people who create disturbance in society. The person who gives shrap also suffers the negative consequences of their actions. Next, what is vardaan? Again, a Hindi language word. Vardaan is like a blessing from higher powers granting special power or privilege which stays with the person for a while, like semi-eternal blessings. These people have special abilities which can be taken away if they start abusing them. The antidote to cursing or taking revenge would be either having faith in and surrendering to the laws of the universe or supraordinate systems that govern this world, which may result in forgiving the wrongdoer. This increases one's positive energy instantaneously. If one can't forgive the wrongdoer, one can say to oneself, "It's only temporary that I can't forgive. I'm not fighting with this desire to see bad happening to that person, but a day will come when I'll be able to forgive." Apologizing is the opposite of forgiving, but the results are the same. I came across a video clip on WhatsApp recently which goes like this. Two brothers had an argument over money owed and not repaid, and they stopped talking to each other for years. The elder one, who had lost money, went to his spiritual guide, who he trusted a lot for advice. The guide told him, "You go to your brother tomorrow with some fruits and sweets and tell him, 'It was all my fault, please forgive me.'" The person said, "I was the one who lost money, and you are asking me to apologize." To which he said, "Invariably, both parties are at fault. It may be that one is at much less fault than the other." The person said, "But can you explain to me what was my fault?" The guru said, "You thought of your brother as a bad person. That was your fault. You said bad words about him. That was your fault. You looked at his fault with anger and hatred. That was your fault. You allowed people to criticize him in front of you. That was your fault. You have harbored anger and hatred towards your brother. That was your fault. You have caused unhappiness to your brother, and that has come back to you multiplied. That was your fault. Please go and apologize to him. Otherwise, you can't get rid of this discomfort." Let's look at the opposite of sending negative energies to others. Apart from prayers and blessings, there is something called Satyakam. There are several examples of Satyakam, that is truth actions, in Buddhist literature. A monk who left home in childhood came to know that his mother was seriously ill and had a tumor. He visited her, made a wish like this: "I declare that in my whole life I have never looked at any female with lusting eyes. If this statement is true, I make a wish on the basis of this statement that my mother should get well." And she got well. Another monk spoke another truth: "I have never spoken a lie in my entire life. If this statement is true, on that basis I make a wish." And it came true. This defies scientific logic, but perhaps there is a subtle body and a causal body which are outside the realms of mind and matter, and they have their own governing principles that influence the rules of physics, chemistry, and biology. It's likely that all this will be scientific stuff in years to come. Now, looking at the prayers, Paramhansa Yogananda writes in his book Whispers from Eternity, "People automatically pray to unknown God when in trouble. God doesn't act unlawfully or arbitrarily just because people pray to him. To forgive man arbitrarily for his human shortcomings would suggest contradiction of his own laws of cause and effect. Human behavior determines every outcome in human life. Nothing is determined by divine whim. How could God be moved by flattery or praise to change the course of his own immutable laws? Sometimes it's better for people not to receive what they want, as they don't know what is best for them. Buddhist philosophy is along those lines. Don't beg God. There is no personal God, but there are laws of the universe, and by acting in accordance with those laws, you can change your destiny and overcome any obstacles. Now, what is grace? The concept of grace will go against the concept of cause and effect. If we think deeply, it doesn't defy the concept of cause and effect. Perhaps grace also works according to a different set of cause and effect rules operating in a different department within human beings. It's like a child who has done some good work for his parents and he gets rewarded by them. But behind the scenes, he has also done some good work for his grandparents and is getting rewarded by them as well, which appears unfair to people who don't know what he has done to deserve that extra reward. Thank you. This recording was brought to you from the Nature Consultancy, which is based at the Emotions Clinic Education and Training Center in Stoke-on-Trent, England.